Peak Performance knows that, according to studies, nearly 30 million men suffer from ED and won't do anything about it. Maybe they're afraid the solution will be painful. Maybe they don't react well to medication. Maybe they're afraid it won't work. Don't be part of that 30 million. Call 1-800-210-8181. That's 1-800-210-8181. Or visit peakperformanceformen.com. Peak Performance. Man at his peak.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And it's, first of all, I got to say this. This coming Sunday is Mother's Day. And we know what a mother is, right? Okay. They don't call them mothers now. They call them birthing people now. That's the insane. That's what they called birthing people, the insane left. But anyhow, because of that Mother's Day, we only have a morning service at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Only a morning service because people have mothers and they want to spend the day, the families together. And we're really big on families. So Doers of the Word Baptist Church only will have a morning service this coming Sunday. Now, got to say this too. Believe it or not, Dr. Peter Glidden actually knows more about holistic medicine than I do. And so what we're going to do is we're going to open the phone lines and let you folks ask him questions. So the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 nationwide. Already we'll go and we'll take, well, Cliff is there already. Cliff, you're in the air.
Yeah, I have some questions for the doctor.
I kind of figured you did.
Yeah, briefly, the latest Sergeant Reports podcast shows that they have a whistleblower, Melissa, from Plant Manager, and she says that Remdesivir was actually being manufactured by Pfizer for the for Gilead. They're actually doing the manufacturing. She was at a factory, Plant Manager, and, you know, they were making it right there. She says it glitters. She's got internal documents that she either photographed or printed out that talk about permanent changes to the DNA targeting organs like the spleen. It talks about luciferase, his protein, which is, you know, Lucifer, his protein, and goats, which is Baphomet. So that's interesting. I did not know about the Remdesivir. And what you said about cowards was interesting, too, because I'm reading this book, Three Tigers, One Mountain, and it's on the Audible. And it just goes briefly back to where the British flooded China with the heroin, basically, opium heroin. And they said, what did the Chinese say about it? And some of the Chinese said back then, well, the people that are doing this are stupid and they're cowards, and didn't really blame the British. I mean, you could see everybody that takes it's getting addicted. You know, that should be enough to know that it's just stupid. But my question for Peter is, one is, when you take these supplements, I don't drink, but a lot of people drink alcohol, drink caffeine, or even too much sugar, which might be the case at times with me. Is that going to, in other words, spill out the supplements to a degree, you know, wash it out? You know, that would be...
Yeah, no, it's a great, yeah, that's a very, very good question. The answer is no. The opposite will happen. Because when you take the right supplements that are actually your body can absorb, and that's an important distinction, in the right amounts for your body weight, because everybody needs a little bit different based on their body weight, when you do the right stuff and your body tissues get saturated, then your body starts to respond metabolically in an optimal manner. So one of the reasons that people crave sugar or crave caffeine is because your metabolism is a little out of whack. The reason that people smoke cigarettes, they don't smoke cigarettes because they like the way that cigarettes taste. They smoke the cigarette to get the nicotine hit, because nicotine calms down your central nervous system. It's a sedative. So there's a bang to the buck for smoking cigarettes. There's a bang to the buck for drinking coffee. There's a bang to the buck for eating sugar. But when you saturate your body with medical nutrition, when you fill up your body's nutritional tank with the right stuff, a lot of those switches get turned off. And so the cravings for coffee will diminish. The cravings for sugar will diminish. The cravings for tobacco will diminish. And this is one of the best-kept secrets in the 21st century. So, you know, there is maybe a middle ground there between the time that your body's saturated and you get the benefits that you're washing things out. But more to the point, your body will soak the nutrients up because they're essential nutrients. Your body needs them. Your body knows that it needs them, and your body will do everything that it can to hold on to them. And once you're walking around planet Earth in a nutrified body, which nobody is until they start the supplement program, a lot of things start to change because your body needs this stuff. Your body hasn't had this stuff your entire life. You've gotten used to not having this stuff. And so, you know, it's kind of like you get used to walking around in a body that's less than optimal. And that's what it is like for everybody. And so when you saturate your tissue with this stuff, a lot of positive things start to change. You'd be hard-pressed to wash this stuff out with too much sugar or too much coffee.
And my other question briefly would be with the teeth thing you had mentioned previously. How long do you hold that calcium and so forth in the mouth to really coat the teeth to strengthen them?
Yeah, about a minute. About a minute's good, and that's a long minute too, man. When you're swishing that stuff around in your mouth, you know, it's like a watched pot never boils. It's that type of a thing. But a good minute will do it, 2-3 times a day. That's a good strategy to help strengthen the teeth and the gums. One of the leading causes of receding gums is not enough calcium, and most dentists don't know that.
Okay, thanks a lot, Peter.
All right, it's a pleasure. I appreciate your support and your open-mindedness more. You are a rare bird, and, you know, like the fella said, not everybody back in the day who had the chance to got on board Noah's Ark. So it's good for me to come on this radio station and hear people like you who actually get it and who want to take action on it. So I appreciate you, right back at you.
All right, now you were talking about receding gums. Now let's go to receding hair. What do you do for that?
Well, not a lot that you can do for receding hair. However, one of the things that's interesting to note is that the hair is a non-essential body tissue. So if your body becomes deficient in essential nutrients, it will start robbing nutrients from non-essential tissue to keep essential tissue alive. So it will rob nutrients from your hair, from your nails, from your skin to keep your heart and your liver and your kidneys alive and your brain. And so one of the reasons that people start to lose their hair, especially at a young age, is simply because their body's under-nutrified and they don't know it. But to actually reverse that, I'm not aware of anything that can reverse it. Once in a blue moon, I've seen somebody regrow their hair. Once in a blue moon, I've seen white hair turn red or black again. That was very interesting. But those are the exceptions and not the rule.
So you're telling me the trade-off is you have to become ugly to stay alive?
Well, Dr. Glidden, let me ask you a question then on that thing. I know that biotin, like I tried it, it doesn't work for your hair, but it certainly works for your nails. Why is that?
Well, because biotin is one nutrient out of 90.
Okay.
You know,
yeah,
your
I
body,
hear you.
There are 90 right. essential nutrients that we're aware of. And, you know, next year, maybe there's going to be 92 or 93, right?
Yeah.
And all of these nutrients work together like a symphony orchestra. And all of the metabolic permutations and, you know, the cross reactions and this nutrient affects this biochemical pathway, affects this gene expression. It's a complicated thing, which is why I love my job, because I don't really have to try to figure all that stuff out. All I have to know is, guess what? Your body wants to fix itself. Your body's trying to fix itself. Your body has wisdom, innate wisdom, which is directed by the spiritual force inside the human body. So all I need to do is counsel people to stop eating stuff that's gumming up the works.
Okay.
And then give your body the stuff it needs, and your body will sort it out. So biotin is one nutrient. There are 89 others that your body needs, and when you take them all, that's when the magic starts to happen.
Okay.
All right, speaking of magic, we have Coach Dwayne. Hey, Coach.
Well, God bless you, Pastor Sanders. Good evening, Dr. Glidden.
What's going on, Coach? Put me in, Coach. I'm ready to play.
I want to say hello to Randy.
Hey, how are you, buddy? Good talking to you.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, now, Dr. Glidden, you know you're one of my mentors when it comes to holistic doctors, along with Dr. Axe and Dr. Wallach, and as well as Dr. Bird. Now, here's what happened to me. The last week in March, I got really, my stomach, I was having pressure on and off. It would last 8-9 hours and go away 2 days, and it would come back. Well, make a long story short, I got a hold of Wendy Wilson Apothecary Herbs, and I got her bowel cleanse, and I got her detox. I did that, and I was praying for God, please help me, Lord, please, miraculously help me. Well, that didn't go away. 2.5 weeks later, I'm still in trouble. Every 2 days, man, I'd get this pressure in my rectum, and I'd get it in my lower stomach. I couldn't relieve the gas. I couldn't get rid of the pressure. So I called your place, and I ordered the 90 essential minerals. I ordered the omega oils. And then I got naturally, I always have the calcium and the liquid minerals. So I took all that. And I mean to tell you, within 72 hours, everything went away. I have not worked for the whole month of April. I've got healthy again. But I watched your videos and I sent them to everybody, the 12 foods not to eat. No grains, no soy, no corn. Then you told me to go to all your packages that you got in the house, anything with palm oil, coconut oil, corn oil. Don't use none of it, no dairy. And I'm here to tell you, once those 90 essential minerals went into my body, and once the oils and that stuff, and I took it 72 hours, everything is left. Praise the Lord. Thank you, God. And thank you, Dr. Glidden.
You're welcome. And, you know, like the fella said, once you've experienced the truth, you're in its velvet grasp forever. And it's experiences like this, Coach, that are the only reason my profession still exists. Inside of a hostile medical marketplace that we have, which is, you know, perpetuated by the pharmaceutical industry, which I believe is evil. The only reason that we exist is because more often than not, people who follow our advice experience really positive things, you know, right? And the proof of the pudding's in the eating. So I don't really have to sell the stuff. I just have to point people to it and say, give it a try, man. Slam these doors and kick these tires because you don't know what you're missing. I appreciate you, Coach, very much.
Well, as a coach, before I get off here, I always lead by example. Okay, Wendy Wilson's bowel cleanse and her text and her body foundation with all the nutrients works fantastic. The videos that I watch of Dr. Wallach, Dr. Bergs, and everybody, I'm the guinea pig. I forward all the information. I take your videos. I put them on the fire report, and I show them here in Brunswick and Brunswick Hills. So the people get to see Dr. Glidden, Dr. Wallach, Dr. Burks, Dr. Axe, and Wendy Wilson and stuff. And thank God for Pastor Sanders for having you on to help people, because there's a lot of people sick and hurting. And if I'm a coach and I sell a product, man, people will believe it because they look for leaders. And Pastor Sanders is a leader. Randy's a leader. Joe Larson, Hal Larson, we're all leaders. And if we give people the truth, hey, it's a blessing for God. And I'm going to get off here, ask you one question you can give to the audience. I meet so many people that battle with headaches, continuously headaches. What do you have for them? I'm getting off here. Dr. Glidden, God bless you, and thank you, Pastor Sanders, for having him on.
All right, Coach.
Got to love Coach. Well, the first thing to consider with chronic headaches is that it's either dehydration, not enough water in your body, or your body is deficient in calcium and magnesium. And usually the first nutrients that your body will become deficient in are calcium and magnesium. So the first thing to do is the stuff that we recommend everybody do, and that's get your hands on the 90 essential nutrients, which you can get at EiffelHealth.com, Eiffel like the tower, EiffelHealth.com. Get the foundation pack, because in the foundation pack, you're going to get all 90 essential nutrients with a calcium supplement that's the most absorbable calcium supplement I've seen in 33 years of clinical work. And take that for 3-4 weeks, see if the headaches go away. I'm going to bet you 25 cents that they will.
Well, you know, I got to say, we got to take some more calls, but, you know, I've seen naturopathic and holistic medicine growing. I mean, It's growing everywhere you go. You're seeing more and more of your health food stores opening up at your where you get natural medicine. And as people continue to lose confidence in the medical profession because, and I think the kill shot really nailed them hard. I mean, it really did because here, you know, these that they were just, you know, doing what they were told to do by Big Pharma and telling people to take the kill shot. People lost all confidence in a lot of these. So, and we're seeing more and more people, I mean, everywhere you turn, going to holistic medicine.
It's a silver lining to this very, very dark cloud, to be sure. I hope the trend continues. And I hope the next president, whoever it is, listens to my advice and establishes a federal department of holistic medicine because we desperately need to take pharmaceutical control out of the equation here.
You're right. Let's go to Steve in Cleveland.
Hello, Dr. Glidden. I'm currently healing from occipital neuralgia.
Yeah.
They suspected that I may have had shingles back in, this happened to me back in January. I was getting like really bad nerve pain, burning sensations in my head. A rash never showed up, but they said that I probably had it under the skin and mostly in the scalp area. I've been on pain medication, and they wanted to put me on injections, and I refused to do that. I don't want no steroids shutting my.
Well, that's just those therapies are just going to mask the problem. It's like, you know, sweeping the dirt under the rug. It's a bad idea. There is a medicine that you can get. You're going to have to write this down because this is not available on the website. This is something different.
Okay.
There is a homeopathic medicine that is a specific for post-shingles neuralgia. It's only going to cost maybe $15. It may help you a lot. Worst case scenario, it won't do anything. You'll be out $15. You should give it the old college try. You want to do a web search for homeopathic. That's H-O-M like Mary, E-O, P like Peter, A-T-H-I-C, homeopathic Spigelia. S like Sam, P like Peter, I like India, G like God, E like Echo, L like Larry, I like India, A. Homeopathic Spigelia. Get it in the 30C potency, C like Charlie. Take 2 pellets orally 3 times a day for 5 days. If before the final dose on day 5 you experience a positive change, a remarkable positive change, you stop taking it. That's important. Once you get a positive change with this, you have to stop taking it and let it ride. If you just feel a little bit better or you're not sure, you keep taking it for all 5 days. You also need to be on the Healthy Foundation Pack, man, because everybody needs to be on the Healthy Foundation Pack because your body needs these nutrients in order to optimize its health, including its pain management.
Okay.
There's a type of chemical in the body called a prostaglandin that your body needs to make to manage pain, and your body needs calcium and omega-3 essential fats to produce that. So go to EiffelHealth.com, get the foundation pack, and in the meantime, try to find homeopathic Spigelia and see if it helps.
Could you spell that again, too, for me real quick? I didn't have anything to write with. Homeo?
Yes, sir. It's S like Sam, yeah. P like Peter, I like India, G like God, E like Edward, L like Larry, I like India, A like Apple, in the 30C, C like Charlie potency, homeopathic Spigelia, 30C, 2 pellets, 3 times a day for 5 days, and best of luck.
And it's spelled F-P, F, did you say F-P-I-G?
No, S like Sam, P like Peter.
Sam, S-P-I-G-E-L-I-A. Spigelia.
Perfect.
Homeopathic.
Yep. Spigelia. Homeopathic. Homeopathic Spigelia in the 30C. C like Charlie potency.
30C potency. And then what is actually in it?
It's a botanical medicine that's homeopathically prepared. It will be dispensed in a small tube about the size of your index finger. And in that tube are going to be about 100 little white medicated pellets. This is a fantastic medicine for post-shingles, neuralgia, and about 50% of the time it works like a flipping miracle. So run it up the flagpole, see if it flies.
Give you instructions on how to use it then, too, if I want to get it?
No, I just told you how to do it. Two pellets, three times orally for 5 days.
Three times a day.
Yep, two pellets in the morning, two pellets in the afternoon, two pellets in the evening for 5 days in a row. If there's a remarkable change before day five, you stop taking it.
Okay. And then I also wanted to ask you, your 90 essential nutrients, those are in a citrus sort of drink? Is that what that is?
Well, there's some citrus flavor in one of the drinks, but the 90 essential nutrients come in four different containers. Right. There's a mineral, liquid mineral, there's a liquid calcium, there's a fish oil that's in a little gel cap. And then there's a multivitamin, multi-mineral, multi-antioxidant, multi-everything powder that you dissolve in water. So it's the four packages in the foundation pack.
I have a hiatal hernia, so I'm really hard with citrus. Will that be able to tolerate? Will I be able to drink?
Yeah, you should be able to tolerate. Your body will suck this stuff up like nobody's business.
Okay.
It should not be a problem.
Okay, I really appreciate your help and advice with this here.
All righty, now for folks out there that are like me that think the computers are evil, okay, but you have telephones, and you can call 888-618-1796 to order these supplements. That's 888-618-1796. That's Eiffel Health. All right, and we've got to go to Diana in New York.
Hi, Dr. Glidden and Mr. Ernie Sanders and the others that are there. I'm a little nervous. I've never called in to a radio show or anything like that. So, hello?
Yeah, we're here. Are you there? Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here now. So my call is, I don't know if Dr. Clinton would be able to answer it for me, but I hope to God he is. So I went to the dentist yesterday, and I have bone loss in my molar. She doesn't understand why. I did have an infection before back in February, and she gave me antibiotics. She prescribed antibiotics for me again yesterday, and she said I need to see a periodontist. So I'm not sure what to do. She doesn't understand, again, why I have bone loss. And my tooth is loose. So there's no bone whatsoever. It's completely gone there.
But well, it's not. It's healthy. I mean, it's not rocket science. When the body loses bone, most of the time it's because your body has run out of the raw materials it needs to make bone. And here's an interesting fun fact to know and tell. Your body is making new bone all of the time. Your body is chewing up old bone and getting rid of it and laying down new bone 24/7. All of the time, your body's trying to create new bone everywhere in your body. But it needs a lot of raw materials to do that. And so the first thing to consider is that your body just ran out of bone nutrients. And so you need to give your body the bone nutrients. And you can get the bone nutrients with the Healthy Foundation Pack at Eiffel Health. And that phone number, again, is 888-618-1796.
Okay. I was also going to ask you, Dr. Gilden, would I be able to get my bone back? I was reading about what they do, the procedure, in order to save your tooth, or if not, you may lose it, that they have to do...
Yeah, you know, it's hard to know if you can get back what you've lost, but I can guarantee that you won't lose any more if you do this program.
I see, okay.
This is like never fail fudge. I mean, your body needs this stuff. Your body is crying for this stuff, and now you're developing symptoms that your body hasn't had enough of it. Okay. So... give your body the nutrients, give your body a break, keep your fingers crossed, and see how far back you bounce.
Okay, thank you so much, and thank you for taking my call. And I love this program. Both my son and I listen to it almost every night.
Well, you have a blessed Mother's Day, Diane.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. It's an honor. Thank you.
Well, thank you, too. God bless you. Well, let's go to Cindy in Dallas. Hey, Cindy.
Hi. need to find out. I used to be, and I believe in herbs. I'm 100%. For 8 years, my herb has had me perfect until, anyway, some event happened where I couldn't afford them, and my herb has moved away. How do I get off of the sugar and all of the, and also two prescriptions, which I do not even believe in prescriptions, but they were cheaper than the herbs at the time.
Well, you've got to slowly extract yourself from the medical mousetrap. You can't just stop cold turkey taking a prescription medicine. You could hurt yourself. You could die, for goodness sake. But, you know, people don't have high blood pressure because they have a deficiency in a high blood pressure medicine. People don't have heartburn because they don't have they have a proton pump inhibitor deficiency. These things are, the medications are only prescribed to manage the symptoms. The medications are never prescribed to cure the condition.
Right.
So you need to attempt to cure the condition with medical nutrition, and then as you start to feel better under the application of the medical nutrition, then you can slowly, with the guidance of a pharmacist usually, withdraw from the medication, because if we do the right thing and your body bounces back far enough, you won't need the meds anymore. And this is the goal all the time, is to get people so healthy that they don't need their prescription medication. This is what we try to do all the time, which is why I called my second book Attempt a Cure. I did that for a reason, because that's what we're trying to do. We attempt to cure the condition every time. Sometimes we can do it. Sometimes we can do it halfway. Sometimes we can do it 25% of the way. But you're always going to feel better when you apply this program. So call Pastor's office, get a copy of the book, and read all about it.
I've been writing this stuff down. What is the name of your book?
Attempt to Cure.
Okay.
Listen, Cindy, I know you call us during Pledge Week all the time, so just put a note in with that, and we'll get it to you.
Yes, because I even being back on prescription, and what the prescription is Adderall and Xanax, which I feel so guilty to even take this stuff, but I had to stay with somebody in the hospital. I live with I've seen bad in the hospital. They kill people. I mean, I tell you what they do. If you don't stay there within 24 hours a day, that's exactly what they do. And they tell you that they're going to do it. And anyway, I'm on these two now, and I know I have to get my health back, because I feel guilty. I feel condemned, because I know the truth. The truth is God is the healer, but I don't know how to get. I don't even know, with Adderall, can you just take yourself totally off of it?
Well, you can't, and no. I mean, you have to wean yourself off of both of those drugs, and the Xanax is one of the most addictive drugs on the planet. The Xanax is more addictive than the Xanax.
Well, I only take a little teeny tiny bit, because one of my... the doctor gave them to all of us. I mean, they push more pills, and
the doctor should go to jail. It's not that if I was elected Surgeon General tomorrow, I would outlaw Xanax overnight. That's how bad it is.
They should. And let me tell you, when the last year Obama was in Dallas, what they did with my dad when he broke his hip, they said, "We're going to kill your dad. How do you want him to die?" We watched the most horrifying stuff. I had an attorney that was going to sue 7 different facilities. My mom says you can't sue the government, so we didn't do that. But after all the money was gone, sure enough, we had the piece of paper to stop all medication with Dr. Cassidy, and he died. So, I mean, they flat killed him. People, I got pictures of everything. I would love to expose everything that I do know. So when my husband was in the hospital is when I got stuck back on prescriptions. And I'm like, it's a tormenting feeling, my relationship with me and God, because I know that I should be on natural stuff. So what is
will come to a point in your life where it's a turning point, and where you're frustrated with conventional medical way, and where you find that you need to make a difference, and this is the difference. This is the change that you are looking for. So get your hands on the book and educate yourself about what to do.
Okay. Because I was seeing, like I say, I was seeing the Chinese herbalist. And he had me totally cured of everything. And
well, why don't you go back to him?
Because I don't have the money right this minute. I mean, it's not.
Okay.
Like I say, I live with someone that's been in and out of the hospital. I've seen things that I didn't even know people did. But you know what? The doctors don't care about patients. My husband should be, it's the place where he can't drink. Because he gets paralyzed and fall. Things that I didn't know happened. Last night, he said, because he fell off the bed and cut a huge chunk in his probably need stitches.
Cindy, we're up against a hard break, so Hank, thanks for calling, but we have to move on. We'll be right back after this.
You look like a Christian.
Look like an angel.
Walk like a Christian.
Talk
like a Christian, Lord, I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. You fooled me with deception. You fooled me with your lies. Heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. Like a Christian,
look like an angel,
walk like a Christian,
walk like an angel,
talk like a Christian, but I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. I thought you would go to heaven, but I was heaven help me before I saw the liberal in your eyes. You look like a Christian,
look like an angel,
walk like a Christian,
walk like an angel,
talk like a Christian, but I got wise. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh yes, you are
a liberal in disguise. Yes, you are. You're a liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise.
Oh, yes, you are.
A liberal in disguise.
Do you hear that, Donald Trump, President Trump? You better be careful on who you endorse. Remember, it's what happened in the past, okay? Anyhow, let's go to Ann in California.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm glad to be online, and I just appreciate your program and information.
Well, we're glad to have you here.
I wanted to ask one or two questions about 2 years ago I've had recovered from kidney cancer. They removed the tumor successfully, and I don't have any treatment. And I've also had sarcoid. I believe I'm okay with that, I guess. But basically, I've always wanted throughout the years wanted to give me cholesterol medication, which I might feel it sometimes, and I never want to take it. My cholesterol is high. I want to know how I can lower that. I have never taken the cholesterol medication, but they, basically want me to do that. And when I try to, watch what I eat or a little vegan type diet sometimes. However, I'm off of that right now. So I'm always feeling pain in my joints lately and things like that. And
well, Ann, I'll tell you what, I'm going to let my assistant handle that one, Peter.
Well, first things first, I've got news for you. There's no such thing as high cholesterol. And if a medical professional, especially a doctor, is telling you that they need to lower your cholesterol, they're lazy. they're intellectually lazy, and they're paying more time listening to the pharmaceutical rep than they are actually doing research and reading the literature. Because this is an academic fact. It's not debatable. There's no relationship between high cholesterol and heart disease. It does not exist. There are some benefits to taking statin drugs if you have certain types of heart disease, but that those benefits have nothing to do with cholesterol-lowering mechanisms.
Yeah.
So there is no reason on God's green earth to lower your cholesterol. It's a medical myth. And if your medical professional is telling you you need to lower your cholesterol, you need to fire them and find somebody else. You do not have high cholesterol. And even when, and by the way, the research shows that postmenopausal white women with total cholesterol over 400 live longer than anybody else. So, look, there's no, you don't need to worry about high cholesterol at all. As far as the joints are concerned, one of the main reasons that people get joint pain is because they are unwittingly eating food that is harmful to their body. It's like putting diesel fuel in an unleaded engine. The car is just not going to run right. So there are 12 foods. You can find a list for at the website, 12 foods that you need to stop eating. And oftentimes when people just eliminate these foods, a majority of their pain disappears. And in addition to that, it would be prudent for you to take nutrients into your body that support joint health. And we've got those nutrients at Eiffel Health. Just give the folks at Eiffel Health a call. They'll tell you what to do and how to take it. The number again,
888-618-1796. Oh, okay. And since I guess I'm a cancer survivor, you know, 2 years ago, I didn't know that I had a tumor there, and they were looking for, I have my back pain or the spinal, I forgot what it's called, a little curvature in my spine and stuff like that, you know.
Scoliosis?
I had scoliosis, yes.
Okay.
And something else, and they saw that, and that's why they found the tumor on the right kidney.
Yeah.
And what can I do to improve my health as far as that is concerned, or cancer?
Well, it's a great question, and the answer is the same, and this is why my job is so easy. Because the idea here is that, you know, your body knows what it needs in order to fix itself. Your body knows how to fix itself. All you have to do is give it the raw materials, stop eating food that's hurting the body, keep your fingers crossed, and see how far back your body can bounce. I don't think you're going to be able to recover from the scoliosis. I've seen that happen a couple of times. But that's with a very specific type of physical therapy called Square One System. There's maybe 20 Square One System practitioners in the entire United States. That's a really great therapy, by the way, folks, if you're suffering from scoliosis or any type of musculoskeletal thing. The therapeutic, again, is called Square One System. Do a web search for it and see if there's a practitioner in your area. But nonetheless, give Eiffel Health a call and tell them you want the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack. And they'll walk you through how to take it and what it is and the whole nine yards. That's what I would do for a couple of months. And generally speaking, you know, if your body is so deficient in nutrients that you're starting to have pain somewhere, problems somewhere, then five will get you 10, that there's other things that are being affected also that you've gotten used to. So maybe your energy isn't that great. Maybe your sleep isn't that great. Maybe your digestion's not that great, but you've gotten used to it. And you think it's just, well, just because I'm getting older. Well, maybe.
That's what they tell me.
But probably it's only because you're eating the wrong food. You don't know that you're eating the wrong food. And your body has completely run out of the stuff it needs to keep itself healthy. So frequently when people follow my advice, they experience a global positive change. Well, oh, my sleep's better. My energy's better. Oh, yeah, my joint pain got better, too. So really, this is why we call it holistic medicine, by the way. That's why we call it holistic medicine, because it's never just a bone and a joint treatment, you know. It's a whole person treatment, and often you feel better across the board. So I would give it a try.
All right, we got to move on. Well, thank you, Anna, and happy Mother's Day. Let's go to Norma in Cleveland. Hey, Norma.
Oh, hello. Hi. I heard a beep. I wasn't sure. Calling for Pastor Glidden. Hi, Pastor Ernie.
Hi, Norma.
Calling for Dr. Glidden tonight. It's like he's on the Sea of Galilee and everybody's coming up and saying, heal me, heal me. What's your take, please, on the autoimmune type of disease like Crohn's?
Yeah, so medical doctors have, you know, they call things fancy names in order to make you think that they're smart. And so they call autoimmune disease because they have no idea what causes it. And the medical doctor would like you to think that you went to bed Monday and you were perfectly healthy, but you woke up on Tuesday and your body decided to attack itself. And that's what an autoimmune disease is. So if you have lupus, your body is attacking the skin. If you have Hashimoto's thyroiditis, your body starts to attack the thyroid. If you have Crohn's disease, your body all of a sudden decides to attack the large intestine. And why did it do that? Well, nobody knows. And what my profession believes is that all autoimmune disease is related to a parasitic infection, that there's a parasite in your body that is confusing your immune system, and your immune system has developed antibodies to try to kill the parasite, but the antibodies resemble healthy tissue in the body, and they're attracted to healthy tissue in the body. So if anybody is suffering with an autoimmune disease, you need to be checked for parasites. And it's usually a naturopathic physician that's the best way to do that. So look to see if there's a naturopathic physician in your town that can help you do that. But that's the first thing to consider with any type of autoimmune disease, is that it's a ramification of an undiagnosed parasitic infection.
Okay, they want to give me that Humira shot in the belly.
Yeah, no, that's ridiculous. That's just, you know, so what those treatments do is they suppress your immune system, which is nonsense. Because, oh, your immune system is out of control. We don't know why your immune system is out of control, so let's suppress your immune system. Oh, by the way, you may get tuberculosis. Oh, by the way, you may get shingles. Oh, by the way, you may die from the next flu.
Right, all kinds of stuff. I listened to Pastor Ernie and Wendy Wilson, and they were really, that nurse, Elaine, I can't remember her name.
Conley.
Were really, right. They were really doing that zinc, and I think that helped me not get COVID, the whole thing, because I don't want to take that government poke either. So, so I'll look for the naturopathic physician. So there's nothing there in your little apothecary you can...
No. Well, first, when it comes, this is a serious condition, and so
right.
Before we start spending lots of money treating it, we need to know what we're treating. And so, I would look to see if you have a parasitic infection first, because if you know what parasite's in your body, you'll have a better idea of how to kill it. And then you get right to the heart of the matter rather than beating around the bush for years and getting limited results.
You know, I happen to know that eating habanero peppers, I eat about one habanero pepper a day, and I know that really kills parasites. I don't know if it kills every parasite, but I
always crave green peppers.
That's interesting. It's really,
yeah,
really interesting.
Something. I crave very odd foods. And I've been treated at Cleveland Clinic, and I lived in New York when I was younger, and I was studying there, and that's when I got this, it seemed like. So you're right. Some deli over there, I could have picked up a parasite.
Yeah, and one of the reasons that people also develop funny food cravings is because their body is deficient in minerals. The same thing happens with animals, by the way. When animals become deficient in minerals, they start eating dirt, they'll eat rocks, they'll eat other animals, they'll eat the wood on the fence around their corral.
I used to chew ice all the time.
You chew ice all of the time? Well, you're probably anemic.
Not anymore. I used to when I was younger.
Okay. So you need the healthy foundation pack immediately.
Okay,
with one
let me
extra
write that down.
With, with one extra bottle of minerals. Get in touch with Eiffel Health. Get the foundation pack plus one extra bottle of minerals.
Okay.
Healthy foundation pack plus one extra bottle of minerals. Call Eiffel Health and do that for four weeks. In the meantime, see if you can get checked for parasites, okay?
All right. Thank you very much for talking to me tonight. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you. And listen, have a blessed Mother's Day, Norma. Let's go to Christine in New York.
Yes. Hi, everybody. And thank you so very, very much for being there to take care of us spiritually and health-wise. Thank you so much. Dr. Glidden, I just heard your conversation about autoimmune disease. And, oh, my gosh, for the last 40-odd years or so, I've been on Synthroid, 75 micrograms. Would you suggest that I also get checked for the parasitic protocol?
No, Synthroid is for an underactive thyroid. And usually the cause of an underactive thyroid is a deficiency in the trace mineral selenium and a deficiency in iodine.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is that the longer that you're on Synthroid, the weaker that your thyroid gets. And then after a while, your thyroid just is so weak that you can't, that you have to take that medicine for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've been on it that long, I don't think there's any coming off of it. However, your body needs a nutrient called selenium in order to help the thyroid hormones circulate properly in the body.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my patients who need to be taking a thyroid medication like Synthroid or Armour Thyroid, when they start taking the medical nutrition program, they feel much better and the thyroid medicine works much better.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to bet you 25 cents that if you started with the medical nutrition program plus one bottle of selenium a month, that the quality of your life as far as your energy and your mood and your sleep goes would improve. And that's what I would counsel you to do as an experiment for 8 weeks, is get a foundation pack, a healthy foundation pack plus one bottle of selenium.
Mm-hmm.
Try that for 8 weeks and see if you notice a difference.
Yeah, well, they originally diagnosed it a long time ago because it was hyper, and the thyroid storm was very, very scary, you know. And because of the cardiac involvement, they decided to do the radioactive isotope. And then it was after that that I was placed on the Synthroid. So from what you're saying, then I can do exactly as you recommend now.
Yeah, 100%. You should feel an uptick in your energy and everything across the board. The thyroid storm, that's a very interesting phenomenon. There's a number of things that can cause that.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the two things to consider with thyroid storm are deficiencies in calcium and also deficiencies in iodine. I mean, mm-hmm. I wish we could roll back the hands of time, but nonetheless, here we are.
We have to move on, Christine. Thank you so much, and have a blessed Mother's Day. Dwayne and Akron, you're the last call for tonight. You're the last call. You got 2 minutes. Go ahead.
How you doing? About 8 years ago, I had pneumonia, and they put me on an antibiotic called Levaquin. And ever since then, my joints pop, my bones pop, my back pop. If I bend over, everything pops.
Yeah.
Anything I can do for that?
Yeah, so you need to go to the health food store in a refrigerated section of the health food store, and you need to find a probiotic that's refrigerated. Probiotic. Get the best probiotic that they've got in the health food store. They'll tell you how to take it. Take one bottle for 1 month and go to Eiffel Health and get the foundation pack. This is a mineral deficiency syndrome which has been driven by the antibiotic. Whenever anybody has pneumonia, that's also an indication that they're deficient in omega-3 essential fatty acids, because your lungs need omega-3s like your bones need calcium. Now, the omega-3 essential fats are found in the healthy body pack. So into the bargain, if you take the healthy foundation pack, your lungs also should get stronger down the road. And you should experience kind of a general overall uptick in your health. But immediately what you can do is get a refrigerated probiotic at the health food store, take it for 30 days, and see if you notice a difference.
And then get the what pack?
It's called the Healthy Foundation Pack. at Eiffel Health, and their number is 888-618-1796.
That's
all right.
888-618-1796. Thanks,
hey,
Dwayne.
Pastor, Pastor, as a parting shot, I have a joke for you. You ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, what do you get if you cross a Mormon with a Lutheran?
Let me know.
Somebody who shows up on your doorstep every Sunday with a Bible and doesn't say a word.
All right, there you go. We are out of time. Now, Pastor Hal is supposed to be calling. Is that Pastor Hal? See if that's Hal. Okay. Hal, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you've got 3 minutes. You got to get moving.
Okay. Listen, everybody that's listening to this program tonight, rather go to heaven than go to hell when the time comes for them to leave this world. And this world, I'll tell you what, we're looking forward to leaving here. Us born-again Christians and know the Lord is our Savior. We're ready for the Lord to say, come up hither, and we're out of here. Or else, you know, we pass away as individuals. But we got a better home to go to than anything you can ever imagine. Why? Because when Jesus died on that cross, that was God in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. What he was doing was paying the righteous payment that had to be paid in our place on that cross so that we could be forgiven by God and go to heaven. That payment had to be paid. There was no getting around it. And God's love entered into it, and that he allowed Jesus to pay that payment in full in our place. And John 1:12 said, but as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God. We're all creations of God, but even the devil's a creation of God. To go to heaven, you have to become a son of God. And that happens the very moment you open up your heart to Jesus Christ and then admit that you're a sinner, that you sinned against him, that you sinned against God, and that you need forgiveness, and that Jesus is the only one that can forgive you. You know, of all that Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And that's John 14:6. That means Allah can't save you, Buddha can't save you, all the Hindu gods can't save you, the Pope can't save you, no church can save you. The only thing that can wash away your sins is the blood of Jesus Christ, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. So now you hear my voice right now tonight. You've probably been told all your life that your good works or church membership or being a good person will get you to heaven. That's all a bunch of baloney. The Bible says it's only through Jesus Christ. You, by faith, faith is trust, trust in God's word, trust in God's promise. God's making you a promise, and he cannot lie. Now, if you realize you're a sinner, and you'd have to be crazy to admit, try and say you're not, if you admit that you're a sinner and that you need forgiveness and you're willing to turn to Jesus Christ for forgiveness, he's knocking at the door of your heart right now. He hears me talking to you right now. In Revelation 3:20 said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice, that's hear his word, and open the door, I will come in. So right now, with him knocking at the door of your heart, you know how you open up that door? Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's you asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart and save you. Simple prayer of faith. And then what do you say we pray that prayer? I could lead you a few words at a time.
Well, Hal, I wish you could, but we're out of time for tonight. And so we want to say, until tomorrow, good night, God bless, and always,
keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left. Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.